IFPRI and World Food Program event, cash food or vouchers, evidence from a four-country experimental study, held on October 23, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Speaker Annalisa Conte, Deputy Director of Policy, Programs, and Innovation Division at the World Food Program in Rome.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's seminar. I'm Gwendolyn Stansbury, the Director of IFPRI's Communications and Knowledge Management Division. Good afternoon. Over the past two decades, IFPRI has done a lot of work evaluating social protection programs and has found that transfers, whether cash, food, or vouchers, can be effective at reducing poverty. But what types of transfers are most appropriate for what countries, regions, or households? And also, what are the most cost-effective ways of delivering those transfers? I'm pleased today to welcome two speakers who can help answer those questions. Annalisa Conte is Deputy Director of Policy, Program, and Innovation Division at the United Nations World Food Program. And John Hodnott is Deputy Director in the Poverty, Health, and Nutrition Division at IFPRI. Between 2010 and 2013, IFPRI and the World Food Program collaborated on a study examining the impact of cash, food, or vouchers on household food security in Ecuador, Uganda, Niger, and Yemen. This evaluation was the largest, most rigorous ever undertaken on this issue. A number of key lessons on type and cost effectiveness of transfer modality emerged from the study, but I leave it to our two speakers to elaborate further. First up is Annalisa Conte, who will provide some WFP perspectives on this work.
Thank you, and good afternoon to everybody, and thank you to IFPRI to host this event this afternoon. Over the past, the last decade, we have seen a rapid evolution of the international food assistance. In 2000, for the first time, emergency deliveries accounted for the majority of food aid. In the meantime, further integration of local markets into commercial networks gave the possibility to humanitarian organizations to use market-based interventions, market-based responses, also in emergencies. The post-tsunami successful application of cash and voucher encouraged the further expansion, sometimes also underestimating the limits of small and immature markets, but an expansion toward market-based intervention. In 2007-2008, in order to respond to the global high food prices, even the world's largest food aid donor, USA, experimented the use of a market-based intervention, mainly local and regional procurement, but also cash and voucher transfer. According to WFP statistics, the local and regional procurement grew from 11% in 1999 to 67% in 2010. The international food assistance toolbox has really expanded from a sort of one-size-fits-all transoceanic in-kind delivery of food to multiple tools. This expansion, of course, calls for a new analytical capacities, mechanisms, tools to help decision makers identify the most appropriate and context-specific transfer modality. Several donors and practitioners show clear preference for market-based options, cash and voucher in particular, whereas there are others that they are more cautious, sometimes skeptical, They argue about the quality of food that we can find on local markets. They argue about the possibility to misuse cash or vouchers. But I guess that the bottom line is that we know relatively well, or perhaps even quite well, what we can expect from in-kind, whereas we still don't know enough about what can be the impact of market-based interventions, and in particular, cash and voucher transfers. So on the one hand, there is the need to manage both unreasonable expectations of these tools, as well as unreasonable skepticism toward these tools. Cash and voucher may perform better than the very traditional transoceanic food aid, but we have also to acknowledge that trades-off are to be expected also when we use market-based interventions. It is clear that a rapid growth of the food assistance toolbox has to catch up with the evaluation of their impact. And the studies that were carried out by IFPRI in collaboration with WFP are meant precisely to shed more light on what we should or we should not expect. It is a contribution to the wider community of practice, and definitely a step forward for WFP to be better prepared, to be more knowledgeable, and in the selection of the appropriate transfer modality according to the context and based on the objective of our intervention. And with this, I would like to pass the floor to John for the presentation. Thank you.